As you've been searching the web, there's a good chance you've seen a website or two that has a green lock that shows up to the left of the URL on your browser. That means that it's a secure site. In other words, it has an SSL certificate installed. Now, in today's episode, I'm not going to get into a lot of the technical details, but what I am going to do is I'm going to give you five reasons why, if you don't already, you need to have an SSL certificate installed on your website. So let's jump into that and a whole bunch more on The Notable Show.
It's the program that makes creating and growing an online business fast, simple, and even fun. You're listening to The Notable Show.
Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Thomas McGee and this is The Notable Show, the show that's here to help you create an online business that's truly notable. Okay, so today we're going to talk all about SSL certificates and more specifically why you should have one on your website. And this goes whether or not you are actually going to sell products directly on your website. I know that a common misconception or kind of an old notion was that you don't really need an SSL certificate unless you're going to be collecting sensitive information such as credit card or payment information. But as it turns out, in today's day and age, especially when everything and so many things are done on the web and where security is becoming more and more a concern every day, an SSL certificate is no longer an option. So we're going to talk about not only why you should have one, but some different things that you can do to ensure that you do get one installed properly for your website. But before we do that, I want to go ahead and take a quick moment, step aside, and jump into today's notable tool.
Useful for any stage of online business, it's time for your weekly notable tool.
Okay, so today's notable tool is another one of these WordPress plugins, totally free WordPress plugins that you can get on the WordPress repository that I install on just about every WordPress website I work with. Now, there are some exceptions. There are some that I will install a little bit more of a robust tool, but this is great for getting started. It's a WordPress plugin called Backup WordPress. That's all it's called, Backup WordPress. It's all one word. And you can search for that directly in the WordPress repository. And what I mean by repository, it's the plugins area within your WordPress website. You can click Add New, and then there's a little search box. So if you search in that box for Backup WordPress, it'll show up. What this plugin does, as you might be able to imagine, is it does backups of your WordPress website. So there's two main pieces to a WordPress website and how it saves its data and information. Everything that is comprised of the WordPress website. So the two main pieces are, number one, the theme files or the actual files that sit on the server itself. So this would include any images and everything that you upload to your WordPress website, along with all the theme and server files. So that's kind of one piece. The other side of the other piece that kind of needs to be backed up is the actual data. And so there's going to be an actual database that stores all your posts, your users, your passwords, all the information that is stored within a WordPress website is stored within the database. So what this plugin does is it allows you to create automated schedules that will back up your WordPress website either entirely, so including all the theme files and all the files that are uploaded, and the database information as well, or you can just do the database. What a lot of people will do is they'll back up their entire site, including all the files, once a week. This is pretty normal. And then back up the database once every day. Because for most people, the files don't change a whole lot. If you're uploading a lot of images or if you're storing a lot of documents on your WordPress website, then maybe you would want to update or you would want to back up all of those files along with the database. But again, most people are, you know, whether it's comments or new users or new posts, the database is going to be storing all that information. So I'm not going to get too much more technical than that. But in essence, this tool just makes it really simple because it's got a few backup solutions that you can just kind of plug and play, turn on, and then it just starts backing up automatically. In addition to that, they also have a number of nifty places that you can actually back up to. So by default, what this plugin is going to do is it's going to back up your entire WordPress website, or just the database if you choose to do that, directly to the server. So meaning the place where all your website files are stored, it's just essentially going to make a copy of everything. Now, this is great. However, if there reaches a point in time where, you know, heaven forbid something actually happened to the server itself, most hosting companies are going to store multiple copies, or they're going to have their own backups. Not all of them, but most of them will. But in the rare case that something went wrong with the server itself, having the backup on the same server that's holding the live files isn't going to do you much good. It could help. So if you're working on your site and you make a mistake or you delete something you didn't want to, technically you could go back to that second copy you've made and restore them. But the nice thing about this plugin is it enables you to connect to services like Amazon's S3 storage, Dropbox, a whole bunch of different third-party services that you can connect to make sure that you store a copy of your website off-site. So this is a great solution, a great tool to work with if you're just starting out and you just want something free and simple. I always recommend always run backups before every update that you do on your WordPress website. Any major change you do, always do an update. And best case scenario, make sure you're running updates on a daily basis. This is just good practice. And if you have no other options available to you, if you can't use a higher end tool, if you can't afford something else, then I highly recommend this one. If you'd like to check it out, I've got a link to it in today's show notes, which will take you directly to the page on the WordPress website. So you can just go to notableshow.com/5. So go to notableshow.com/5, where I've got a link directly to this plugin. Now, if just kind of as a side note, if you're looking for something a little bit more robust, something that backs up live, meaning it keeps incremental live backups of everything that you do on your WordPress website, I typically recommend VaultPress. And VaultPress, to my knowledge, I could be wrong on this, but correct me if I'm wrong. To my knowledge, I believe this is an actual WordPress product. And Automattic is the company that makes WordPress. And I think it's an actual official WordPress product. I use VaultPress for a number of my higher traffic sites simply because they get used more and it's got some security features built in and the backups are live. They happen constantly. So I'm one of those people who likes to backup everything multiple times. But if you can't do something like VaultPress, if you don't have the budget for it, or it's just something you just don't want to pay for at the moment, try Backup WordPress. It's a great solution. It's easy to implement. And best of all, it's free.
Never miss a thing. Go to notableshow.com to get email updates of the latest episodes, free resources, and more.
Okay, so today's main topic we're going to cover today is an SSL certificate and why you should have one installed on your website. So if you didn't have a chance to catch it, the last episode, I took some time to talk about Gumroad. Gumroad is a really useful, simple, easy to use tool that allows you to sell products directly on your website. You don't have to use it to sell on your website. You can sell directly in the Gumroad website. But if you want to, it makes it really simple to start offering, again, products right there on your website. Now, one of the things I did not mention, actually, before I go to that, if you would like to listen to that episode, if you missed it, you can check it out at notableshow.com/4. Again, that's notableshow.com/4. Really useful episode if selling online is something you haven't done and you're wanting to, as the Gumroad platform makes it really simple. Okay, but one of the things I did not mention, which ties in directly to today's topic, is the process of selling online securely. So Gumroad is going to mention this on their website as well, anytime you're going to be selling online. It is an absolute requirement that you must have an SSL certificate. So I'm not going to go into a lot of the technical details of what an SSL certificate is, because for most people, that's not really relevant. Now, what is relevant about it is the fact that it creates, or it allows you to create, a secure connection from the user to the server to the website. The whole connection process for the user is secure. So what this means is that people cannot easily dive in there, intercept the connection, intercept the data that's going back and forth. And for that reason, it is an absolute requirement when it comes to accepting payment, because you're talking about somebody's sensitive credit card information, and it's just outright irresponsible to actually accept payment over an unsecure connection, because again, you're at that point, it's putting people's sensitive information at risk. So an SSL certificate is an absolute must if you're accepting payment of any kind. But beyond that, that used to be, the notion used to be for years that the only time you really needed an SSL certificate was when you are actually accepting sensitive information such as a payment processing or a payment information. And as it turns out, that is one of the reasons. But now in today's day and age, again, with the web being used for so many different things and security being such a big, important piece to everybody's use of the web, it's now a requirement. So I'm going to give you five reasons why, if you don't, you definitely need to get an SSL certificate on your website, even if you're not accepting payment directly on that website. So reason number one is if you're going to sell something. So we already kind of touched on that, but again, it's sensitive information, so that one is an absolute requirement. But here are a couple of other reasons why, if you're not, you should consider it. So number two is it's important to remember that there is sensitive information that people provide. It might not be as sensitive as, say, a credit card number or a social security number. Most people aren't asking for social security information on their website. You know, you don't give your social security number to buy an online course, right? However, it's important to keep in mind that a lot of people still do provide sensitive information. For example, if your website has a login screen anywhere in there, what this means is that you're asking somebody to create and then provide a password. And so if the connection is not secure, there's always that small chance that somebody is going to be able to intercept that password. It's not being securely transmitted as it's being typed and sent. So that being the case, just like with a credit card number, that password that they're using may be compromised. So you might be thinking, well, sure, but see, the login that they're getting access to is just some of my course material. It's not like, you know, their bank account. What you always have to keep in mind when it comes to hosting a website or you creating a website or managing one, especially when it's your own business, is that while most of us or a lot of us have good password practices, like me, for example, what I do is I've got a password manager. A lot of us do, which that means that every single website I use has a randomly generated crazy password that I have no idea what it is. So that if you were to get one of my passwords, you couldn't then take that password and try a whole bunch of other websites to get in. But what we have to keep in mind is that not everybody does that. Some people actually do use the same password for all their websites. So if one gets compromised, then all of them might get compromised. So those are always important things to keep in mind. And when you have a secure connection, when you have an SSL certificate installed, it's going to make it that much more secure for them. So there's other things that can be done. I mean, in today's day and age, really good hackers can get a hold of information if they want to. But the point is to always be taking that extra precaution and, if nothing else, supplying the peace of mind that comes along with having the SSL certificate installed. So reason number three why this is really important, and this isn't what you would normally suspect, and this is a reason why I would recommend it no matter what kind of online business you offer. So a lot of people would say, I don't sell anything, I'm not accepting passwords, I'm not even allowing people to enter in like an email address at the moment. Like, I don't even have an opt-in. You should. You should definitely have an opt-in on your website of some sort. Otherwise, go back to a previous episode where I talked about the number one most important thing that a website must do. But let's say for whatever reason you don't. Why would I need an SSL certificate? Why do I need a secure connection? It's just a blog. And like my comment system is totally random, or it uses discuss or something else. So I have no reason to need an SSL certificate. Well, according to a number of different articles that have come out recently, Google and a number of other search engines, which is pretty much just Google, are actually going to start taking in, or they already have up to, because the article I read on it was from a while back, but Google search engines in general are now taking a secure website, whether or not it has an SSL certificate installed, it's taking that into account for its search algorithm. What that means is that they may actually begin to favor sites that have an established secure connection. Again, this is a lot of the web just moving towards a more secure connection, mainly because it's just so easy to do. There used to be kind of this theory that if you were sending information over a secure connection, if you had an SSL certificate installed, it could slow your website down a little bit. These days, it's just not really the case. There's a lot of other things that you can do to speed up a website. That'll be something that I'll be touching on in a later episode. As usual, I typically foreshadow topics that are to come. But it doesn't really affect the speed. It doesn't really negatively affect any portion of your website. The only thing that it does is just provide a secure connection between the user and the content that they are accessing. So again, this could actually, I couldn't tell you how much it's going to affect a search ranking. Again, as with Google, it's pretty much always a moving target, and it's a moving target and a shot in the dark. However, Google themselves have made it clear that an SSL certificate will be a defining factor of some sort in their search algorithms, and it is now, and it'll probably continue to be moving forward. So if search engine rankings are important to you, for most of us, it's a good idea to do everything we can to make sure that we're making our sites as optimized as possible. And as it turns out, having an SSL certificate can actually help us in that direction. Okay, so number four is one from a little bit more of a user experience perspective, but still very important because it's the perception that it's going to create for users. So as of, I think it was about 4 months ago, Google Chrome, which is the most popular web browser on the web, to my knowledge, that could have changed as of a few months ago. I don't think so, but Chrome now shows if your site is not secure, if you do not have an SSL certificate, it shows this little label to the left of the URL and it says not secure. Chrome will also give you a little warning sign up there if you're going to be entering in a password. Remember previously I said if people are going to be entering a password into your website, it's a good idea to make sure that it's secured. Well, Chrome actually gives a little warning sign or a little error thing up in the corner of the browser near the URL if somebody is entering in a password and the site is not secure. So not only that, it says the words not secure next to the actual URL. So again, a lot of people use Chrome and the other browsers. It's very likely that they're going to start actually adopting things like this. Again, everybody is just kind of nudging the web, browsers especially, nudging the web toward making sure that everything is secure, because again, it's so easy, it's so simple. We're going to get to that a little bit later on in this episode, how you can do this. But there's just, in today's day and age, there's really no reason not to. So again, browsers are going to start warning users when they're on non-secure sites. Again, Google Chrome already does. And number five is where we're going to touch on some of the actual solutions. But number five, it's because it's largely inexpensive, and in some cases, it's totally free. So as I touched on just a few minutes ago, there's really not a reason not to do it. It's really easy to do, and this is all going to depend largely upon the host that you are currently using. Now, sometimes there's a charge for it. There are some hosts out there that enable you to do it for free. One of the services that you can take a look at, and I'm going to go ahead and drop a link to this in the show notes, but it's a service called Let's Encrypt. So Let's Encrypt is a totally free service that allows you to create an SSL certificate for free. So a lot of times you actually have to pay your web host to install an SSL certificate on your server to enable that secure connection. Let's Encrypt actually enables you to do it for free. Now, one of the caveats is that the host that you're working with has to have the capability to use Let's Encrypt. So if they don't, then you typically have to pay. I know GoDaddy charges a fee. A lot of web hosts charge a fee. But in most cases, it's pretty minimal. Some of them can range from $50 a year. Some of them could be up to $100 a year. But if you can do it, and you know, again, this depends on your host, I would highly recommend it, especially if you have a web host that enables you to do it for free. I know a lot of it's going to depend on the particular server that you're using. I'm using a dedicated or a VPS server, which essentially just means it's kind of its own contained piece of server hardware that that my website is hosted on. I know that that particular server allows like a one-click installation of Let's Encrypt. So not all servers do that or allow you to. But again, I know GoDaddy and a number of other ones. Over at Notable Themes, we offer hosting through our Notable Care service, and we have the ability to install an SSL certificate over there. But whatever host you're using, there is pretty much a guaranteed chance that they enable you in some measure to install an SSL certificate. So it's really worth doing, if for no other reason than to offer your users a peace of mind while they're using your website. So as I mentioned previously, I would recommend, regardless of any case, whatever you're using your website for, whatever you're offering to your clients and your customers through your website, I always recommend it. But if you're going to be selling online, just to kind of go back to point one, if you're going to be selling online through your website, you're going to be accepting payment or any type of sensitive information, that is an absolute must. So you absolutely have to do that if you're going to be selling online. Again, you want to make sure that you're keeping your customers' information nice and safe. Okay, so that concludes this episode and this main topic. Again, I just wanted to take some time to go through that. Hopefully it shines some light on why that's so important. In future episodes, I'll be touching on some more techie things like this, and other things we'll touch on more strategy and tactic. But always feel free to let me know. You can actually go to this episode if you want at notableshow.com/5, and you can leave me a comment. Just let me know what topics you'd like me to cover. If you have a specific question, if there's a question that's been bugging you that relates to web design, web development, or more importantly, actually building an online business through WordPress or a number of the tools that we have covered, feel free to go to notableshow.com/question. So I've got a place there where you can record a question for the show, and I'm always happy to consider those for full-length episodes. So we've got a whole long lineup of topics that I'm going to be covering in the weeks to come. So make sure, if you have not already, make sure to subscribe to the show, leave us a review. We always appreciate that. And until next week, go out there and create something truly notable.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to the program. To review the show notes along with any links shared in this episode, visit notableshow.com. Also, please take a quick moment to subscribe and review The Notable Show on Apple Podcasts or the medium of your choosing. Thanks again for listening, and have a notable day.